Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Happy holidays to everyone, and hope you had a great Christmas and looking forward to a happy and prosperous new year. Joe and I are taking this week off, but we have for you one of our best shows from 2019. I hope you enjoy it. Yes, it's time for the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where you have a little fun, you relax, you hear some great positive information about what you can do to your home to have the best looking house on the block. I'm Danny Lipford, so glad to be with you, and I'm also very glad to have each and every week my buddy Joe Truini.
Thank you, Danny. Hello, and welcome everyone to Today's Homeowner Radio, and welcome to November. Here we are, Danny. We're just kicking off November, and I think we might want to start the show with those transitional projects, right? In most parts of the country, even down south where Danny is, it's getting cooler. The holidays are coming. You're going to have less time probably to spend working around the house in the yard. So maybe we'll start this by discussing just some small projects, nothing that's going to take too much time or too much money invested in that people should start thinking about, right?
Well, I think everybody has a little tiny panic attack every time a new month starts.
Right.
You go, it's November, wait a minute. Oh, how many more weeks before Thanksgiving? How many more weeks before Christmas? You know, you start thinking about New Year's, you start thinking about some of the things that you've wanted to do throughout the year that you haven't quite gotten around to. That's okay. There's still time to do just a few simple things around the house before everybody starts flooding your house. If you've been selected for the Thanksgiving gathering, well, don't panic. There's a few things that you can do. But we do want you to know how you can be a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio community. Pick up the phone anytime. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Thank you so much for all the great calls and comments we got during this last week. Also, we got a lot of great emails, and promise you we're going to get to as many of those as we possibly can. And those emails came in through todayshomeowner.com/ask. So we really appreciate all of that interaction. As Joe mentioned, if you start thinking about, you know, a few things there that you have around the house that you want to do, we got a few little suggestions starting at the front door. You know, if that front door is looking a little old, and maybe you know, if it's stained and looks a little faded, that sun's working on it a little bit, there's still plenty of time to freshen it up a little bit. Of course, we have a lot of information at todayshomeowner.com on different ways that you can improve your curb appeal. But you know, if you have a door that is stained and it's not too far gone in terms of the fading of the stain, to tell you the truth, you can just put a drop cloth down, open the door a little bit, lightly steel wool it, lightly sand it with 220 grit sandpaper, wipe it down real clean, and then apply a new coat. And I always recommend spar varnish for the outside. It's almost a marine type varnish, and it doesn't have to be a shiny color, but it'll lock in that color and protect it a pretty good bit. And Joe, you know, we see a lot of people really getting bold with some of the colors. Matter of fact, driving to the studio this morning, I saw one of those nice mustard colored front doors. That's bold right there.
Oh yeah, mustard. Is that happening down here? I see a lot of like turquoise doors. I wonder if it's a New England thing.
Yeah.
It's actually a little darker than, I guess, turquoise, but it's a blue green.
Uh-huh.
And and the best way to paint or stain a door is take it off the hinges, but that's not really necessary in most cases. And a little trick I've used is to keep the door from moving around or having to hold it one hand and try to sand it or apply the finish with the other is use a couple of shims to hold it in place. If you drive one shim in like straight in parallel with the door under the open edge, it doesn't work as well as if you have two shims coming in perpendicular, one from the back, one from the front. And you just want to tap them in tight enough to hold the door. Don't drive them in. You don't want to be popping off any hinges.
That's right,
you know? So
yeah.
Just drive them enough to hold. And that'll be enough to hold it. You obviously put down a drop cloth or something first to protect the floor. And most doors swing to the interior, so you know you want to protect the floor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is a great time of year to do that door. Make sure for the temperature to be at least in 40s or 50 degrees, I think, is the minimum temperature for exterior grade paint.
And, you know, there's a couple other things that, you know, a lot of your family gathering is going to end up in the kitchen. That's where the food is. That's where the fun is. So,
right.
You know, you want the, you know, maybe any scratches that you may have on your painted cabinets. If they're white cabinets and you have a little scratch there, well, of course, if you have some of the touch-up paint, use that. But I'll tell you something I see a lot of people using is the liquid paper or the whiteout.
Yeah.
Because it's fairly thick and you can kind of fill in those little gouges and those little things. And, you know, it may not blend completely in, but it certainly looks better than a gouge in there. But Joe, one of the biggest reactions we got from a tip a while back is when we're talking about using walnuts.
Oh, yeah. I shot a simple solution.
Yeah. Walnuts to take care of scratches on stained cabinets. Now, that takes a little explaining there. Tell because people just say, well, wait a minute. Doesn't it scratch it? You go, no. Let's take the walnut out of the shell. Let's start with that.
Yeah, and then tell
everybody about that because I'm telling you, it amazed me. In our office kitchen that has some nice stained cabinets,
right.
It amazed me that the scratches disappeared.
Yeah, this will work for almost any stained piece of furniture and cabinet, tabletop. In fact, if you go to todayshomeowner.com and go to the Simple Solutions page, you'll just type in using a walnut to fix scratches. And that's exactly what you do. You just take a walnut out of the shell, obviously, and you scrub it. You can't do it too hard. Just rub it really hard back and forth against the grain and across the grain anywhere to get that oil. I'm not sure exactly why it works, but there's an oil in the walnut that will hide the scratch. And in this video, it's very clearly shown that scratch. I think we did it on top of a piano, actually. And it took the scratch right out. Now, this is not a permanent fix. You may have to go back. I mean, depending on how often someone's touching this area of the table, you know, or in this case, the piano might last a month, might last 6 months. But either way, all it takes is a walnut.
And what was really cool after we did that particular thing, I prepared a little ice cream sundae for Dennis, our engineer, and I sprinkled the walnuts on it. He goes, "These walnuts taste a bit different than they normally do." So don't tell him.
Yeah, yeah, I think he might be listening, but I won't tell. Yeah. And it when people have seen, I had a couple of friends who saw that video when we shot it for the Simple Solution. They thought for sure that I somehow, like, it wasn't really a scratch or the camera zoomed in on a part of the piano that was, but that is absolutely, yeah, it absolutely worked. So try it.
Right. Yeah. That definitely worked. Hey, I'll tell you another thing that we've gotten a lot of great feedback on over the years is another very simple solution to making those cabinets look a lot better. Now, if you stand there in front of your stove, your cooktop right now, and you look around, especially if you have stained cabinets, you might not realize how much grease buildup you have in and around that area. I mean, you should have a good vent hood that moves all of those contaminants and grease and all of that out of the house, but a lot of times it might be overwhelmed when you're cooking a particular thing and you've got quite a buildup on there that you probably don't know about. So using a sponge, a clean sponge that's damp, and then you heat it in the microwave. What is that, like 15 or 20 seconds?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the wattage of the microwave, but 15, you don't want it so hot to burn yourself, and you should wear rubber gloves no matter what.
Then put the thick gloves on and then citrus spray. You know, I love the smell of that anyway. And it's everywhere. And just use that on the cabinets all around. Just do one cabinet, one door, and check it out. I think you'll end up doing the whole entire kitchen. And you're talking about putting a nice, clean look on the overall kitchen. That's an easy way of doing that. Now, another one, shifting to your floor. If you have a hardwood floor, whether it's engineered wood or whether it's a solid 3/4-inch wood, maybe you have that in your hallway, your foyer, your kitchen, whatever. I'll tell you, the floor revitalization solution that's out there, I think, what is it? Bono?
Bono's one. Rejuvenate is a very popular one.
Yeah, Rejuvenate. There you go. That is pretty amazing. It doesn't work every single time, but again, it's kind of like the Armor-All on your dashboard of your car.
Yeah, right.
I've had some really good results with that.
Yeah, but yeah, now's a great time. And we get this question every year, Danny, and I'm sure we'll be getting them soon, about when the heating season kicks on, there are gaps in our wood floor between the planks. Like, what do we do with that? You don't do anything with it. It's the heat's on, the boards are shrinking, don't worry about them. people want to fill them. You can't, because what happens when it gets humid next summer? Boards are going to swell up, and you know, you don't want them buckling. So yeah, unfortunately, you just have to live with that space. But if you have little holes, maybe you drop something, there's a hole or a knot came loose. You know, they have those filler like crayons. You know, they come in different, and that where it's just a wax crayon, basically in different shades of wood stains, and just find one that's close and
made from walnuts.
It's made from walnuts, Dennis said.
Yeah, crayon-flavored walnuts. Just rub that in there, scrape off the excess, and no one will know it.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. Hey, I can tell already we're going to have a lot of fun here and be able to talk to you about some of the problems with hardwood floors and how a lot of times situations cause those boards to cup. Is there anything you can do? We'll talk about that. Also, painting ceramic tile. Boy, has that been a question we've gotten a lot. Can you do that successfully? We've got the guy that's going to be able to address that question for you and, again, give you a great little weekend project that you might want to do before the guests start arriving for the holidays. Man, we've got it stacked up. We're ready to go, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more today's Homeowner Radio.
Come to the Home Depot this month and you'll learn a thing or two. Actually, three, with three free do-it-yourself workshops. Learn about paint trends and tips, how to install a tile backsplash, even easy updates that can be made to your bathroom. See, it's never too late to learn something new. Register today at homedepot.com/workshops for a free do-it-yourself workshop near you. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is a great time of the show when we have an opportunity to talk about the fantastic radio stations that air our Today's Homeowner Radio Show each and every week. Just like this fantastic station, WENGAM 1530 and 107.5 FM in Englewood, Florida.
And hello to office manager and sales executive Kathy Linden. Thank you, Kathy, for putting us on the air there. Englewood Danny is located on the Gulf Coast of Florida, about midway between Sarasota and Fort Myers, and has some of the most beautiful beaches in the state, including both the Bayside and Oceanside beaches of Manasota Key, which is an 11-mile-long barrier peninsula right off the coast there. So it must be a beautiful area for kayaking and fishing and just laying on the beach, which sounds pretty good to me. Here we are in November, and I'm in Connecticut. I'm not going to the beach for a while here.
Well, so a special hello to everybody listening in and around Englewood. We certainly appreciate you airing the show. I know you guys have been doing so for a while. And Kathy Linden, a special hello to you as well. I'll tell you, I've taken a number of nonstop flights out of Pensacola, Florida to Orlando or Miami, and smaller planes. I always like to sit by the window. As much flying as I've done over the years, I still absolutely love looking out of the window.
Yeah, isn't that great?
And I'll get even pickier, and I will get the seat all the way to the right as you're facing forward on the plane. I don't know if you reference planes as starboard and port, but if so, it's on the starboard side. And I'll tell you, I did that one day on a clear, beautiful day. And
the Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama
right
$1 billion.
And you could see
funding education,
you could see
infrastructure,
area that's beautiful.
Public safety,
you go on down and
job
all
growth,
of this just all the way
some
down. And
we let opportunity
large,
pass,
large
but this is your state.
the
your decision,
West Coast
your
of
moment.
Florida that have right. absolutely
Don't
nothing.
Settle for
I guess
less.
It's probably marshy.
How can $1 billion shape
all
our
beach
future?
Down through there. Then
Speak
all of a sudden,
up now
I have
at winningforalabama.com.
Yeah, they have beautiful beaches on the West Coast. I lived in Miami for a while, uh-huh. and the first time I went to the West Coast of Florida, I thought, wow, this
yeah.
is completely different. That's so, beautiful.
Paid
have,
for by the Porch Band
to,
of Creek
Orlando
Indians.
Orlando and Tampa that I have an engagement down there that I'm going to try to do that very same thing. But in the meantime, I think we need to pop up to North Carolina and help Kill with a little problem that he has there. So tell us all about it and welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan, Joe, how you doing today?
Good, man, good.
We're great, thanks.
Yeah, so pretty much my washing machine, I guess the bottom tube came off and it leaked the entire load of water on my hardwood floors. Fortunately, I was right there when it happened and I had my shop vac right outside of my stall, so they'll bring it in, help vacuum all the water up and get that stuff going. But these are hardwood floors, so once I dried it the best I could, grabbed my dehumidifier from my crawl space, hooked it up, helped dry it out. But my question is, even though I did all that stuff, my floors still work not terribly bad, but they're cupping pretty well. So I have a dehumidifier and upstairs, and I have a dehumidifier under my house as well.
Good.
My question is, what should I have them set at to help level out the cupping a little bit for the hardwood?
Okay. About how long ago did this happen?
This happened about, I want to say, is about 9-10 days ago, maybe.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'll tell you that dehumidifier upstairs is going to be the key thing to have it right in that area. And even though it'll appear completely bone dry, you still want to pull that moisture out as much as you can. And I would have that dehumidifier sitting at about 45% to just really try to get that relative humidity down to that percentage and maintain that percentage. And you will see a difference in the floor in terms of it flattening out some, but some of that cupping will be permanent. But the dehumidifier under the house absolutely helps, but one in that immediate area working from the top side is probably going to work better than anything else.
Okay. So if I had the one upstairs at 45%, what should I have the one in the crawl space set at?
About the same. I mean, you might want to have a little more leniency there and get it to, 50 or 55%. But either way, you're pulling the moisture out that's causing the problem, and that's a great way to go.
Yeah, Keel, the only other thing I was going to suggest is if you could jack up the washing machine a little bit, because I can't imagine it's not wet underneath there, and get a fan blowing on the across the floor. I think a regular old circulating fan would work, but they do make those fans. You could probably rent one. You may have seen them in supermarkets. They have them on the floor sometimes, or in departments. Or it's curved and it blows straight down across the floor.
Yeah,
and that would be
fan.
The most effective way, But even just a regular circulating fan, anything to get air blowing across that floor. And you'd be surprised once you get it good and dry. Most hardwood floors, and I assume this is a solid hardwood floor, not an engineered floor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I've seen pretty badly cupped floors flatten out eventually, once all the moisture's out, because, they've swelled up and they can go back.
All right, yeah, that's my big question. I know with the HVAC system, our personal house stays about 47% humidity, so we're good there, and I'll keep running both dehumidifiers, see if I can get them to go down a little bit. Hopefully, now that we're going to wintertime in the North Carolina, humidity didn't drop tremendously, so hopefully right. we'll flatten out a little bit.
Oh, that'll definitely help quite a bit.
And go out and get one of Danny's favorite tools, a hygrometer, for about $10 and check
it. I already have one. I checked it yesterday, and it showed, when I stick it to the wood, it showed zero.
Oh,
so,
wow.
That dehumidifier is running.
Well, I'm not sure it's ever zero.
Yeah.
It should never be zero. So
I tested it on the tile next to it, because the washing machine's on the tile. So it leaked under the door and onto the hardwood from the tile. So the tile still shows it's a little moist in there, but the wood shows pretty low.
Well, I tell you what, you're doing everything you possibly can. It sounds like you're doing the right thing. I think you'll see some positive results out of it. That's a good way to go. Good proactive homeownership there.
I hope so. Make the wife a lot happier if I can get
that's
noticeable.
That's pretty important.
Always is.
All right, Keel, thanks so much for being a part of the show today. And if we can help you in the future, let us know and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Daniel. Y'all too.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Boy, there you go. He knew just what to do, and doing it quick like that makes a big difference. Okay, we got a lot of emails here. Let's see what we can do. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Diane asks, is there a soundproof material that can be applied to a popcorn ceiling and then covered with shiplap siding? Well, certainly they have some great drywall now. That's a matter of fact, our friends at National Gypsum have sound break. I use that in a good several areas of my home. And it's pretty good. I mean, you got a quarter inch piece with a membrane between it to help block all of that sound. So you could certainly just use that directly over your existing drywall. You got to make sure those screws go up through and hit into your ceiling joist, and then put the shiplap right over it. That's one way, Joe. You got any other suggestions?
Yeah, the great thing about that too is since she's putting on shiplap siding or boards over is you don't have to finish the drywall.
No finishing, exactly.
You know, none of that sanding and that whole mess. The only other thing I was thinking of is they do make a metal strip called a resilient channel.
Uh-huh.
And that's meant to be screwed to drywall, then more drywall put on top of it, and that helps break the sound barrier. Now, I'm not sure if you'd have to check with the manufacturer whether you can put wood on top of the resilient channel. So you'd have the old popcorn, you put on the resilient channel, then you put the wood right over it. And that would be a lot quicker and easier, I think, than sheetrocking the whole ceiling. But either way, there's certainly a way to do it. And you don't want to just attach the wood to the popcorn, because that'll just be transferring the sound right through the popcorn. And the other good thing, she doesn't have to remove the popcorn.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of good parts to this project. Bad part is you're reaching up overhead. I don't care how fit you are. Those are muscles you just don't use very much, and that can take a lot. That's where you need a little helper, get a helper.
Right. A tall helper.
Tall helper.
And if you're going to be finishing this shiplap anyway, whether it's just a stain or paint or clear stuff, do it before you put the boards up. Absolutely. Don't wait till they're up and then have to go and try to, again, work overhead.
Exactly. Hey, coming up is our best new product segment. This time of the year, or really any time of the year, you might be thinking about upgrading a few of your tools. Well, we want you to hear about a brand new staple gun that is going cordless, adding portability to durability. We're also going to tell you about how you can successfully recoat your ceramic tile. Maybe you have some of that old avocado or harvest gold. We've got a great way to go about doing that right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. This is some information that I know that you'll be able to use right away. So stay with us right here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. If you're sitting on some holiday gift cards right now, it may be time to start thinking about upgrading your tools, like upgrading from a manual stapler to DeWalt's new cordless cable stapler. It comes with a bag and a charger and is completely compatible with all DeWalt 20-volt max batteries. The design allows you to reach any nook and cranny that a wiring project will entail. Plus, the stapler is equipped with a center-mounted LED light to help eliminate shadows and illuminate work areas in low-light conditions. The built-in cable guide ensures that you drive staples over cables, not into them, and the lightweight design is helpful on any long workday. Now, to find out more about DeWalt's 20-volt lithium-ion cordless cable stapler, log on to homedepot.com. Pretty interesting little innovation there. Hey, let's go right to our emails right now. Kimberly writes, we are on a well. Our well pump went out. We've replaced it with a new pump. We also have replaced the bladder in our pressure tank. We have a whole house water filter on the house, which also has been checked. Our issue is when we turn the water on, hot or cold, it will run for just a minute normally when the pressure and water volume drops off. Now, it is the entire house that's affected, however. If you turn it off and wait just a few minutes, the pressure will return again. We've tried everything to come up with a solution besides replumbing the whole house. The house was built in around 1986. What suggestions or ideas would you have of the cause and to cure this? Well, the thing is, most likely it's the pressure valve, the pressure switch. They're really, really tricky to adjust those just right, but you can raise the volume up on that so that you have better water pressure, and you may have a water logging situation. I would definitely call that specialist with the well company to come out and really look at that. It may only take him just a simple service call to adjust things and to relook at it, but I think that's exactly what you need to do. Well, I'll tell you something. Over the years, we have been asked so much about what can I do with my ceramic tile? I know it's a tremendous job to tear it all out. Can you successfully paint it? There's been a lot of people tried that, and a lot of people got really discouraged after about a year or so. So I thought
You can, but what it looks like is painted tile.
It looks like painted tile.
It doesn't look like tile at all, right?
That's why I thought it would be great to have our friend Peter Deitch on, Deitch Coatings, and founder and president of Deitch Coatings. He knows a lot about this, and we want to talk about the spread stone wall tile refinishing kit. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Everything's going great.
Hi, Peter.
We love problem and solutions where someone, a large group of people, you know, project a problem that they have in their house, frustration, and then when we can show them a path to making it look a lot better, we certainly love that. So tell us about the spread stone, some of the ways that you go about it, and how it can really make a difference in, let's say, that old harvest gold ceramic tile that you may have.
Yeah, well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. If you want to change that look, you need to rip out what is there. You know, it's a dusty mess of tile and you know, everything else, and not to mention the cost and the inconvenience. So our thinking is, if you could roll on something in a paint-like experience right over top of that tile, something that was actually made out of stone that would have, you know, the character and the beauty of the kind of surface that you would like, but without having to do all the replacement, this would be the great, you know, a great solution. So what we did was we took our stone coating technology and we made it finer and more workable for a tile use, so that now all you need to do is everything is in the kit. You roll on each ingredients one at a time, and you completely put a stone shell right over your existing tile. And, you know, instead of pink tile or you know, mint green tile from 1979, you have brand new stone tile look.
And Peter, this is for a vertical surface, and it sounds like it'd be a relatively thick product. So how did you formulate it so that you could do it, apply it vertically?
Well, you know, basically we made it so that it would apply with a roller,
right,
with a minimum of you know, difficulty. But basically it's a multi-layer thing. So what happens is you have your existing tile. Now let's say you have tile in your tub surround, in your shower enclosure,
right,
and you want to change that, or your backsplash. All you would do is you would roll on a bonding primer that is already in the kit, and that would grab onto all of that tile. It would grab it, but at the same time, it would also lock up any little cracks that are in the existing grout. You're using the existing surface that's there, and if you have any cracks, you will not have water going into those anymore. You've now sealed that surface, and now it's ready for the actual stone coatings, which you roll on one at a time.
Boy, that's fantastic. And of course, some great videos and great step-by-step instructions available at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com. It's a great website. And Peter, you always have a great, straightforward way of helping our listeners out. And we really appreciate that. And hope you have a great weekend. And certainly we have piqued some interest here. I know we're going to hear from a lot of our listeners that we'll be able to steer them in the right direction. And I look forward to using this on an upcoming project.
That sounds great.
Okay. Well, you take care. We'll definitely have you back soon.
Take care, man.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
A lot of great ways of, you know, some of those things. We were, you know, another thing that we talked to Peter about quite a while back is the kitchen countertop stone
right, yeah.
coating that's available. That's another, as we were talking about at the top of the hour, the ways that if you're looking at that countertop and you go, I'm going to have all this beautiful food and all this stuff that I'm putting out for Thanksgiving and so forth, I wish it looked a little better. Well, heck, it only takes a couple days and not much money to be able to apply that stone coating to any countertop that you have. So again, to get that information, DeitchCoatings.com. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about another concrete problem, and we're going to have a simple solution that I know you will really like. So we're so glad that you're spending some of your weekend with us. We've got so many things. And again, if you send us some emails, we're going to roll through just as many of those as we can. And of course, that today's homeowner hotline number again, 800-946-4420. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back with more Today's Homeowner Radio.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Tight Bond.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Kill mold and mildew with one simple spray. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. Just spray, wait 10 minutes, then wipe clean. You're done. Use it in the bathroom, kitchen, basement, attic to clean, deodorize, and disinfect. Wet and Forget Indoor Mold and Mildew Disinfectant Cleaner. No scrubbing, no bleach, no fumes. Get Wet and Forget Indoor at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, Tight Bond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to Tight Bond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
Imagine rolling a beautiful new stone surface onto ugly concrete, tile, and laminate surfaces as easily as painting. Get a new garage floor, patio, stone countertop, and more in a weekend with Deitch Coatings. They put the decorative elegance and all-season durability of real stone into your hands at a fraction of the cost. Deitch products are available factory direct and online through the Home Depot. To plan your next project, visit Deitch Coatings today at DAICHCoatings.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Brone.
And welcome back to the show. So glad we've gotten so many calls and emails this week on the Today's Homeowner Hotline and at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Keep them coming. We're going to continue answering as many as we possibly can. Right now, we're going to go to Jim, who has a question about a slab he recently poured.
We poured a slab for a future garage in the backyard, and the concrete people left it low in the middle, and now it catches water when it's raining, about three-quarters, maybe a little less, a half inch to three-quarters of water in there. I wonder if there's a way to fill that in without just pouring a whole new slab on top of it.
All right, Jim, well, you certainly can. Of course, you know, first thing I think about is when the garage is there, rain's not going to be getting in, so it's not going to be that much of a problem. Yeah. But it's certainly easier to address it now than before. And, Joe, I'm not sure one of the best things here is that magic 5-gallon bucket of self-leveling compound. I think that's the coolest thing around.
Yeah, I just love the fact that it's self-leveling.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, Danny. Jim, what you want to do is, first of all, 3/4 inch is a lot. They missed this by a mile. And Danny's right. Once a garage is built, water won't be getting in. But, you know, if you're driving in a wet car or if the rain blows in, it's going to, you know, you want a big puddle in the middle of your garage. They have a product called self-leveling compound. It's just like super thin, like a milkshake of concrete, cement, like a milkshake. You just pour it out there. It's self-leveling, and that would fill it in. So just check the directions, because you might have to put down a concrete bonding agent first on the existing slab the new leveling compound will stick to it.
Right.
But of course, Danny, you will see this piece in the middle that looks new. It's not going to blend in very well with the rest of the garage because you're not doing the whole slab.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to mention is the Quikrete's recap that we've used a lot. Yeah. And I tell you, if you want to see this coating that we use to go over existing slabs where we've had cracks that we've repaired, inside, outside, everywhere, go to todayshomeowner.com and put in resurfacer in our search engine there, and you'll see several videos that we've used that pretty amazing stuff. And really fairly do-it-yourself friendly. You've got to follow the directions and everything, like all of us men do. And then after that.
He said sarcastically.
Yeah, I said sarcastically. And then after that, you use a rubber squeegee. I mean, like a big squeegee. It's probably 16 inches wide that's readily available at the home center. And you're just spreading a thin, thin coating over the entire surface of the concrete slab. Then you can use a broom to create a little bit of a broom finish for a little bit of texture, which is always a good idea in a garage area and so forth. And you'll be amazed. And we're not talking about a lot of money here. And you'll be amazed at how it can completely recoat it and make it look really good. And then you might even consider then staining or painting it to really finish it off.
Yeah. And I'll tell you another option, which, you know, I mean, I wouldn't suggest it here for Jim, but I saw a person do this one time. It was really low in the middle, and rather than fix it, he thought, you know what, I'm going to put in a floor drain.
Oh, is that right?
He cut out a trench of concrete, put in a pipe in the low spot, and just filled it back in.
Then you can wash the car. You can wash the car even when the garage is there. So
yeah, well, here in Connecticut, when we come in from the snow, there's a lot of snow that gets built up, gets caught in the wheel well, and I'm telling you, there are gallons and gallons of water.
Oh yeah,
that come
I didn't think about that.
You know, so you know, that's so he thought, oh, I'll just put in a drain.
Well, Joe, that's some good information that you shared, and I've listened to all of it, but really all I heard was milkshake.
So Danny's going to take a break. He'll be back in about 30 minutes.
Now you're such a healthy eating guy. You probably hadn't had a milkshake in 20 years. Is that
it's
right?
It's been a little while, but I eat fruit shakes, you know, fruit smoothies. Well,
What's your favorite? You like banana? You like pineapple?
I always put the same thing in. I put blueberries, pineapple, and bananas, blueberries, and pineapple. And if I can get the frozen mango chunks, those are my favorite. I could eat mangoes every day.
Look how excited he got with the frozen,
mango chunks. Yeah, we don't have many mango trees here in Connecticut. Oh, man. I was in my mid-20s when I discovered mangoes.
Man, I love them.
I moved to Miami, and I thought, what are these? And I fell in love.
I've got to go with the peach milkshakes. Peach milkshake,
yeah, that's
big
good,
straw,
yeah.
And with those little tiny chunks of. Oh man, how did we get off on that? Let's jump back on another. Jeannie asked. This is an email.
I hope it's
in.
A milkshake question.
No, I don't think milkshake's going to solve this problem. But is there a way to restore? We talked about this just a few minutes ago. Is there a way to restore worn down wood plank flooring without doing an entire downstairs sanding, which mostly is in pretty good shape? The floor by the kitchen stove and sink is kind of dull and dingy due to dirt and grime and cooking. I've tried putting rugs down, but they kind of slide around. What can I do? We're back to the revitalizer. Yeah, the Rejuvenate.
Yeah. There's a product called Rejuvenate Professional Floor Restorer, I think is what it's called. And it's a clear finish that you put down, and the great thing is it cleans the floor, it seals the floor, and it fills in scratches and some small dents. So that's what I would check. Go to the Home Depot and you can find it there. Now, it's not cheap. I don't know how, Jeannie, I'm not sure how big this floor is. It's about $20 a quart. And I think it comes in, I'm not sure about this, Danny, but I think it comes in gloss and matte finish, which is less shiny. But if it only comes in, and this goes for any clear finish, if it's only available in gloss and you'd prefer the matte, put on the gloss and just go over with some steel wool and you can knock it down. It won't be so shiny.
Right, exactly. And it's not like a paint. It's more like
not at all.
Like a moisturizer for your hands, if you will. And the good thing about it, too, after you do it, within an hour, you can walk on it, put your furniture back on it, put your rugs back down. Jeannie, I guarantee you, you'll see a big difference in that floor with just a simple project just like this. Did I say simple? What about simple solutions? Doesn't everybody like a good, simple solution? Well, Joe has another one he's going to share with us right after this break here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit homedepot.com for details.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingwithchelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone. Breathe easy.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, I'll have to tell you a little story about a very special employee we have here at Today's Homeowner. Her name is Stephanie. And Stephanie, she's a very, very smart person. She's one of my vice presidents. And she knew a little about home improvement, but now she's been here several years. She knows a lot about home improvement. And one of the things she's talked about is how she just loves when she hears some kind of common problem, and she knows a simple way of solving that. So she knows every single simple solution. She knows, Joe, she knows simple solutions that you and I have forgotten about, especially since there's almost 500 of them collected right now.
Yeah.
But she listens every single week. Special hello to Stephanie. So give Stephanie something she can use at the next gathering, next party she's at, because she's quite the menace at the party when someone says, I'm having this problem with my door hinge. Here she comes. Here's what you need to do.
Well, first, hello, Stephanie. First of all, I don't know if you're aware of this, Danny, but she does email me every now and then a simple solution idea, and I have used them.
Is that right?
We have
she
some.
She is something else.
So keep it up, Stephanie. this simple solution is how to make a super simple picture hanging tool from a wire clothes hanger. There are lots of products you can buy and different tools, and there are different techniques, but this is about as simple one that I've ever used. And all you need is a clothes hanger, and you snip off about a 12-inch straight piece of the clothes hanger, and then snip one end of the wire to a sharp point. You're going to need one end to be a sharp point. Then bend it with a pair of pliers at 90 degrees. Go to the other end of the wire, which is unsharpened, and bend that at 90 degrees, but facing in the opposite direction of the pointed end, right? So you have this kind of almost like an elongated Z-shaped piece of metal. And all you do is just hook the end with the point underneath the wire on the back of the frame, hold the picture up wherever the height and exactly where you want it, then just press on the picture. And that pointed end will make a little dent, not a dent, but a little hole in the wall. And that's it. And that's where you're driving the screw of the nail. Simple as that. Couldn't be any easier. You don't have to measure it. And you can hold it and stand back, an arm's length. So you can see, okay, this looks okay. You press on it, makes a hole.
No, you can hold it, and your wife stands back and says higher, lower, and that kind of thing. So.
No, she says, don't hang that.
Yeah,
get that out of there.
Yeah, get that out of there. So.
We have enough pictures of dogs playing poker. Get that out of there.
That's a great one, because so many people do get frustrated trying to hang pictures or anything along those lines. So there's another great simple solution. There's a lot of them. There's that one and a lot more at todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. So that's great. That makes a lot of difference, because it's a when you hang a lot of pictures and trying to make that configuration, I really admire people. And Chelsea, my daughter Chelsea, is that way. She can look at a wall, look at some pictures, and she might arrange them in a certain way I would have never done. Because you know how what we're going to do. We're going to just line them up. They're going to be too high. That's the way we are wired.
In fact, that's a little pet peeve of mine. They show these laser level things for hanging pictures.
Yeah,
it's a perfectly straight line. Who hangs pictures all in a perfectly straight line?
Yeah. No, you don't.
The whole idea is to stagger them a little.
Well, wow, this hour's already up. We certainly appreciate
it. I don't want to go.
I'm telling you. We certainly appreciate you spending some time with us here. And, of course, we always say at the end of this first hour, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, go to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you can see what we talk about in the second hour. And, of course, don't forget our Today's Homeowner podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast, or wherever you download and subscribe to your podcast. I'm Danny Lepford, along with Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.